Rocket. Where we're about to come to life. Today we have everyone in the studio. Yay!
Yay! We're all here.
Hi.
Hey, turn that fan off.
Okay, hi.
It's right behind you.
No, shut up, Rocket.
No, we just don't want our
single shot is always
our listeners to think that.
You don't like fans?
To think
it's
that,
not that
we don't
it's
want
just
our listeners to think that we have fans.
Like, that we just have a lot of bug zappers hanging around, like.
It doesn't sound like anything.
Just waiting to. Okay, well, I have dog hearing, so sometimes.
My armpit itches probably because it's sweaty. Just want everyone to know.
Oh, I just want
yeah, but we can't hear that, so we do not have to know.
You can totally see it.
Well, I'm just
remember
saying
recording this.
Why we had fans on is because it's hot.
It's because our armpits sweat. Because
we leave. Hey,
you know what else is hot, guys?
It's not pure than Texas talk.
Weird dimensions.
That's I know.
Hot. That is hot.
Like Paris Hilton.
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
So hot.
I meant like hot. Like if you go through a dimension, I feel like it would be hot. Like it would be physically hot, and like you might be a little bit scorched.
Like you're breaking through the Earth's crust.
Well, you're just
wait,
going.
That's
through.
Not what I was thinking.
Like the fly. Like the fly. I feel like there's always electricity, and electricity is hot. So that's what I'm imagining.
See, I was imagining
okay,
you going
whatever.
Through space, which is.
And that's why cool. I was trying to say the atmosphere, and
but
I said
stars
the Earth's crust
are
for some
hot.
Reason. So.
Space stars. All stars. They're hot.
What are we even talking about today, you guys?
What are we talking about?
Single shot, reel us in.
So, I was told we were talking about the Mandela effect today.
Oh, yeah, that's
you
right.
You were told correctly.
That is accurate.
So,
does anybody know what the Mandela effect is?
Of course.
We all actually did our homework on the topic.
Well, this is something that I've always found to be very interesting. It's something that I learned about even before the Berenstain Bears thing happened, because that was kind of what, like, kicked it off to.
But let's go back and explain what it is.
I was getting there.
Okay, sorry.
And now I lost my thought.
Go ahead.
No, I literally lost my thought, so you have to.
Okay, so the Mandela effect deals with the idea that parallel universes exist, and at times they can either overlap or something in the timeline changes, therefore causing, like, memory distortions, I guess would be the best way. And, yeah, and so it's surrounded and was named by Nelson Mandela because people have varying ideas of when he passed.
So, what do you think?
Oh, God. Okay, so the whole theory itself, I think, is really
strange. What did you
strange.
Think? Hold on, let me ask. How did you think Nelson Mandela died?
I thought he died in prison in the 80s.
I also thought that. I thought he died in prison.
So that's what I thought, too. And
single shot, did you think that as well?
I don't know. I don't really get to think of Nelson Mandela.
Oh. Well,
okay.
We were young as well.
We were, but I feel like it was, like, well known,
mm-hmm.
Or like something that like either
I think we were taught about it.
Yeah,
school.
Like
how
it feels.
So
exactly.
I want to
learned.
Say I know for a fact that I was taught about
him
in school, and
yes.
I was told that he died in prison.
Do you
That's
guys know why
like
he was
too.
In prison?
I don't remember. Honestly,
he was trying to overthrow a government for wasn't it apartheid? The
yeah,
racial segregation in
okay.
South Africa. Yeah, he was an activist and a president in South Africa.
That's right.
And because of his activism, he was thrown in jail.
And so what did you guys think he died of in jail? Do you guys remember that?
Not a clue. I just thought it was like
I thought he died
that,
in jail.
I thought that he was
in, yeah.
like of old age in jail. Or like
really?
Of,
no, I thought it was
health,
like
health problems.
Or
I thought it was like abuse or poor
yeah.
conditions.
That's
oh,
exactly,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was health.
Like I thought it was because he was in jail that he died.
So
like he wouldn't have died if he wasn't in jail.
So when did he actually pass?
Didn't someone say that it was like recently?
It was
like 2008 a few years ago?
Like
or
2013.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
It was like in the
within the last 10 years. So
yes. he
so
was
okay,
really weird.
And what did
so
he die of? Old age
he
and health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something weird that now I'm thinking about because I have both of those thoughts in my head. I kind of mixed them together. Like, I thought he died in prison of health or age-related reasons. So, I'm mixing the two in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Which
so do
is
you
weird
think
to me now. Like
a false memory or, like, you just don't remember or
now that I'm thinking about it too much, like, it's messing with me because
like, maybe I thought wrong.
Because it feels so real.
Yeah, like, now I'm, like, rethinking everything. Like, literally, yeah.
But isn't this kind of what we discussed in the ghost episode about how we don't, like, in me personally, I don't remember, like, I know that I saw that. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. I do remember seeing that, but now as an adult, I question if I saw that.
Well, memories themselves are pretty fallible. You can't completely trust them. I mean, a lot of times in police lineups, someone will say that's definitely that person when it wasn't. You know, again, memories aren't the most,
reliable source of information. Yes, actually, just the other day, I was watching an episode of The First 48, because I do love that show, and the guy was like, I'm so sure, it's the one where, like, they get a call about a homicide, and then they have 48 hours to get a lead,
because
the first 48 hours, it's hard to find the suspect or whatever. But anyways, this guy was like, oh, I know that's him, and blah, 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 that's him, I'd put my life on it, and it ended up not being him. And then, whenever he saw the real person, he was like, oh, yeah. Like, he kind of, like, was like, wait, like, now, like something had clicked.
It's
so, I don't know. I think these little time warps or time whatever happens, like, I think it happens more often than we know. And like, I think it happens to random individuals. I don't think it's something on a global scale or a, you know what I mean?
So you don't believe the theory that it could be parallel worlds overlapping or something changing the timeline?
Honestly, I have not heard into that theory.
Okay.
So
those are the two main theories.
Maybe I'll change my mind later. Yeah, those are the two main theories.
So what is it?
There are other. What causes it?
Yeah, what is, like, the parallel universe's inner...
So I think it really pertains to string theory, which I don't have the best grasp of it. But one of the theories within string theory is that there are parallel universes, and sometimes they can overlap. Like, basically, what we're doing right now could exist in an infinite amount of universes.
Right, yeah.
But also, us not doing this right now, or possibly not even being friends, also exists in other universes. And so I guess sometimes
like split realities
kind of... Yeah, go in and out of each other, I guess.
Well,
yeah,
it's like
a blink in the eye.
What it is whenever you make a choice, you have all these possible outcomes. There's a universe for every one of those outcomes.
That's more of the butterfly effect, though, don't you think?
But it's part of
which
thing.
Is
parallel
kind
universe.
Of, yeah, I guess.
So all the multiverse theory is there's a universe for everything you do.
Mm-hmm. I have a weird question. A weird little scenario just popped into my head. So, Silvertongue, when, like, before, like, when we knew you from work, we weren't really close. Like, we saw each other in passing, we were cordial, like, the three of us, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all of a sudden, one day, it was like, bam, like, we've been friends forever. Do y'all feel the same way?
Yeah, okay. I don't know when our friendship started, but I think we just got close really fast. And we, like...
So, what if you jumped...
awkward individuals.
Yeah. What if you jumped from another universe? Like, what if the universes collided or whatever, and you got thrown over to our side, an old one that didn't like us? Or
I actually read something about that in one of... And I don't think it was Mandela Effect, but it was the whole parallel universe string theory, was that when people feel like they've known each other for so long... They very well could have.
In another universe.
Right.
Which also we talked about that too, about how that whole theory that, like, you go through different lives with the same individuals, just mm-hmm. different, like, it could be your mom one life, it could be your lover the next life, it could be your best friend the next life, whatever, whatever, but still intermixed somehow. Which
very strange.
So how did each of you find out about the Mandela Effect? Did something happen to you? Did you hear about it first?
My whole thing was actually the Bernstein thing.
The Bernstein Bears.
And then, like, when I heard that, I was like, no. Like, because I was positive. I was like, no, it's Bernstein with an E. Like, mm-hmm. I remember, like,
Jewish,
like, we had all the books.
Yes. Yeah. Which is maybe why we connected that.
Yeah. Yeah. We had the books. Like, I had the VHS. Like, there's no way, like, I could have missed that. And so I did. I looked it up, and I was like, Bernstein?
Okay.
I said, why would we pronounce it Bernstein if... It was Bernstein Bears.
Actually,
it's so weird.
Recently listened to the cartoon's intro theme,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably their accent, but at one point, the first time they say it, it sounds like they're saying Bernstein, and then later it sounds like they're saying Bernstein, but they're also, like, kind of singing in a bit of an accent, so it could just sound like two different ones, but I've also seen that in part of the Mandela effect that, like, oh no, that's just proof. Like, no, that's not proof. It was a,
yeah, I mean,
I guess flip in pronunciation.
Most of us in our age group remember the cursive E, not the cursive A.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, so many. So when I read or, like, heard about that and then started reading about that, that's when I, like, jumped down the freaking tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I always say the wrong thing. Tunnel.
The tunnel.
Whatever.
I always say the tunnel.
You know what I mean. But, yeah, so there was, like, all these different examples that, again, in our age group, I specifically remember. Those were just, like, essentials.
So what is one other one besides Berenstain Bears?
I wrote a couple.
I still declare it is.
I wrote a couple, and I want to see what you guys remember them being.
Sure. Okay.
Before I give you guys, like, the answers. Single shot, you're included on this. Okay. Oscar Mayer. Do you guys remember how Mayer was spelled?
M-E-Y-E-R.
That's how I knew it, too. I've heard of this one, though.
M-E-Y-E-R.
My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-E-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-E-Y-E-R.
No, it's
there
a.
you go. M-A-Y-E-R. No, you just said it.
She said E.
I said M-E-Y-E-R.
I heard A.
I said E.
It's A.
It is A.
It's M. It's Mayer. Instead of Mayer.
Mayer.
Yeah.
Meow.
Meow.
Yeah.
What? What's the other song that... I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. The Mayer, like, it's always been Mayer, but no, it's actually Mayer.
I think
which
it might still be pronounced Mayer, isn't
it?
It
is. And that was, like,
Mayer, like M-A-Y-E-R.
Yes. And that was, like, the whole thing, like, you know how people could be, like, the name Colin could be pronounced Colin.
Colin, yeah.
Yeah, so there's, like, different pronunciations, which I understand. So that's, like, understandable. Okay, let's keep going. JCPenney. How do you guys remember that?
How do you spell it?
Yeah.
J-C, or capital J, capital C, capital P-E-N-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
Penny, like the coin.
With no
S.
E?
No E.
No E. Oh, yeah. Apostrophe S.
And do you guys remember it having, like J dot?
No, it's always been J-C, no punctuation. Space, capital P.
Yes,
no,
I feel like because old timey, you know,
like J.P. Morgan.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Nope,
it's not.
It's actually J, capital J, capital C, capital P, E N N E Y.
That was close.
Yeah.
Boom.
So you
are
the regular.
So you were right. Yeah. Yes, I win.
Timeline A.
Bring it
so
up.
That was okay. So that was no big deal. What about Febreze?
F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E.
Yes.
I distinctly remember it being Fabrice at one point.
With an A?
Fabrice. Actually, you guys are all wrong. I remember it being Fabrice, like breeze, right? Like, no, it's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E. It's not two E's.
Really?
There's no breeze.
It's
just one E.
Breeze.
But with these things, is it a matter of the way they're written? Like, maybe their logo has too much, like,
No. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go back in history and, like, that's just how
I'm
it's
just
always
saying,
been.
Maybe that's why a lot of people are seeing it wrong and they're spelling it wrong.
Because people instinctively think say a word and be thinking of
it. Right. But also, is there, like you said, too many loops
too
in that?
Yeah. The
is
scientific also,
because
like,
cursive is stupid.
But the whole scientific, like, point of you can see a word, and if the first and the last word are correct, then your brain will actually piece it together. I had this happen at work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my brain pieced it together based on that. And, like, it's so common, and it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Our brains just do that. So it could very well just be our brains accidentally saw something,
right,
or whatever. It's just the weird part is that a lot of people remember it that
right
way.
And
yeah,
people don't necessarily
like
link like family members or friends. It's
no,
just
it's just like a
of
general
a random amount of people
in
the world. Yeah,
but also I feel like there's a lot of like people that jump on the bandwagon, like, oh yeah, I remember it being an E, and like,
oh,
but do you really? Or I don't know. Do you guys want to keep going?
Yes,
there's a couple more.
I do.
Okay, the Snoopy creator Charles M.
Schultz.
With a T?
Or no.
Yeah, with a T.
No. S-C-H-U-L-Z.
That's correct.
No, with a T.
Nope.
No
T.
There's no T.
There's no T.
Now, what timeline are
so
you
what
on?
Timeline? Seriously, right? Because I remember it being a T as well.
Can't
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going. Jiffy peanut butter.
It's Jif. J-I-F.
I thought it was Jiffy, too. I've seen this one. I know it's Jif. Is there not, like, is their slogan, like, ready in a jiffy? Is that not where it comes from?
No, there's another. So, Jiffy, the popcorn, it's the similar lettering.
That's okay.
If that's what it is.
The slogan, ready in a jiffy, is it popcorn? Or did I make this up?
No, it's ready in a jiff.
Oh, really?
It's peanut butter. Ready in a jiff.
I always thought it was Jiffy, too.
I did, too.
But I don't eat peanut butter because I'm allergic, so I don't really know.
Time Live A. Listen to us talk.
I remember Jif because it's the only peanut butter I like.
That's, yeah, that's the only peanut butter to this day that I have.
Also, how do you pronounce GIF?
GIF.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't care who.
Anyone who says anything else is wrong.
Yeah.
Including
the
person.
Sorry, slightly off the subject.
Including the fucking asshole who made it up. I know I'm not supposed to be swearing, but screw that guy.
All right. Next one.
Looney Tunes.
T-U-N-E-S.
It is like Looney Tunes.
Well, no.
Looney's normal.
Yeah,
tunes like music.
Tunes like music. Yeah. I always thought it was tunes like cartoons, but it's actually, no, you guys are all right. Apparently, I live in my own goddamn world because I.
You get to be university.
Yeah, I'm universe X tunes. Because
you think on a childish cartoon scale.
I've
never called them the Looney Tunes. I've called them the Looney Tunes. That's like
tunes.
Did you really say that?
Yeah, yeah. Ridiculous. The Looney Tunes.
Okay. Super down speed.
Maybe everything. Probably. I don't know.
Do you? Are you a boat? Your house?
Don't get me started in accents, because I won't.
What's the one that they do in Family Guy? What?
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wheatin.
Brian, you're acting weird.
Weird. Okay. Captain Crunch.
It's C-A-P-T-apostrophe-N.
No, it's
Crunch.
C-A-P-apostrophe-N.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch.
No,
I'm sorry, but okay, I want to just express something on this, my whole theory on this. And it's not correct. I'm just being an asshole. But I just thought I'd share. Captain Crunch is obviously C-A-P apostrophe N Crunch, which is Cap'n Crunch.
Cap'n Crunch.
Which sounds, in my opinion, extremely ghetto and like a sign of idiocracy.
Wow.
I will continue. I feel like it's like a sign of idiocracy foreshadowing like abbreviations.
I feel like it's a
Wait, listen. If the whole theory of the Mandela effect was real, that would be like a foreshadowing and or like sign of idiocracy in the future because it went from captain to captain.
The stupidity that
yeah,
it's always been captain.
Listen,
I know
that,
but
killed Universe B and made them merge into Universe A.
Yes,
I feel like this is just cute stuff for children. Like
I think
they
it's so too.
Make everything into a Z.
Because
him.
I'm pretty sure in the old days it was Captain Crunch spelled out.
Well, it was never Captain Crunch spelled out. It was always C-A-P apostrophe N. But my point being, if the Mandela effect theory or whatever is accurate, and it was at
one
some
time
point
was
captain.
Dumber than the other.
Yes, that's my theory.
Or it could be that that's a past universe, a universe living in the past, and they're not as advanced in language.
And we kept it as Cap'n.
And you are
go Cap Crunch.
Man, Universe A people are up on their
heels. You see, this is like Universe A.
Roll over here.
Don't you remember the Idiocracy though? That those are the ones that continue to breed and take over. So, anyway, I will continue. That was my rant on that. Fruit Loops.
You know what? I want to live in a universe where, oops, all crunch berries didn't exist, because that's like a shortcut to diabetes.
as opposed to all other cereal, like
Although I do love living in this universe, because what is it? Lucky Charms has all the marshmallows
all
in the
marshmallows.
Bag?
That's ridiculous.
That's
in the bag?
That's crazy.
Our mom actually ordered a bag of those.
Lucky Charms
marshmallows.
I'm sure that you eat that for breakfast.
So Fruit Loops is F-R-O-O-T-L-O-O-P-S.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not actually fruit. Skechers.
Skechers?
Mm-hmm.
It's S-K-E-C-H-E-R-S.
No, I don't pay attention
Skechers.
To them enough to know.
With a T or without a T?
No T.
With a T.
No T, actually.
Oh, fuck you.
Excuse me. You mean F your beautiful face. Skechers is without a T.
Thank you.
Okay. What is... Seriously, you're on a roll. Paradise A.
Paradise. Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers, what was the beginning line? All of you have to say it.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Yeah. A beautiful day for...
Yeah, let's not start.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Is it the neighborhood or this neighborhood?
The.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I feel like you're cheating. You already knew all these answers.
No.
You studied.
No, I really didn't.
What's worse for Rocket is that she was in a different timeline. In timeline A, and she somehow managed to get into ours, and she's super frustrated by being in Universe B.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm trying.
It is actually this. And when I heard that, I thought it was ridiculous because I always thought it was generalized. Like, why is it? Like, he wouldn't be like, only my neighborhood.
Let me tell you how I know. Because I was that kid who was like, only my stuff is the greatest. And so I would not sing about anybody else's stuff. I would only sing about my stuff. So whose neighborhood was it a beautiful day in? This one, mine. That's
Universe A. Wow. Okay, this one, which is pretty well known, but Star Wars, Darth Vader.
I know this one.
What's the infamous line?
What's the question?
Luke, I am your father.
No, I am your father.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, Luke. It's just no, I am your father.
It's not Luke, I am your
father.
There's
never been Luke. I'm not a Star Wars fan, so I really didn't.
Oh, yeah. You're wasting
a little bit of sacrilege.
No, it's your wasted life. I'm not going to hold against you.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We have probably lost all our followers, and now we're going to have many more.
I would pick Star Trek over Star Wars.
You know what?
Why? Because Kathleen Kennedy's not in charge of Star Wars.
But also, mic drop. Oh my gosh.
Picard was always 50, even when he was 30.
Oh, I missed it. I even missed it.
I'm in love with him.
Okay, what about V, the TV series? Oh, that's where it really was at.
Kathleen Kennedy's not in charge of Star Trek.
Okay.
You did. You messed it up.
There's also a few other ones that I don't remember because I'm not a car person either. Ford, Volvo. Do you guys remember those?
Yeah.
What about them?
The Ford symbols. Did the F have a like loop like this or like this?
It's just the loop.
It's the one on the left.
Yeah, the left.
With this one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think that one too?
Yeah.
It doesn't have that loop.
No.
Like that or with the loop right there?
I don't have that loop.
No loop.
All of you are wrong. It has a weird loop there that I've never seen in my life. But yes, it does, and it always has.
I'm not a fan of Ford, so I don't care.
Okay, another one.
Quick example of from my own life, which is not part of Mandela Effect, just my child inability to see things correctly. it's like missing that little loop, you know, I guess it's easy for people to not see. But the Chick-fil-A, the chicken, I never saw its beak.
Oh, really?
I didn't see. What? I thought it was just like this happy C.
Yep,
the
me
C
too.
Is a chicken of Chick-fil-A.
There's what? A beak there.
Oh, yeah,
that I had never seen until I was like 16. I was like, whoa, when did they add the beak? That's so clever. And they were like, it always had a beak.
Yeah.
I just never registered. Right? It looks like a big happy C.
Is this an effect thing?
I've never seen this before.
But
I think
my
it's an
life.
Example of how these things work. Really?
Somebody pull up the logo right
keep
now.
Keep talking while I pull
the
it.
Wow. The logo has always had a little chicken in the
beak. Well, I've never seen it.
Yes, but it's never had a beak until
I've never seen it.
No, it's always had a beak. It's had a beak ever since I can remember first trying Chick-fil-A. It's always had a beak. This is Mandela Effect. Put it on the internet.
Okay, another one. Ladies and gentlemen.
I always saw him like that, like a happy little sea. Like, little chicken.
I feel like maybe I have seen that though. But I don't know.
I don't think you pay attention. I feel like
Chick-fil-A just literally evaporates into my mouth.
Okay, let's do a couple more.
Okay, last one that I have written down is the Volvo one.
It used to be Volvo.
Yeah, it's like Fred and, or what's the burger place here in town? Stan and Fran's?
Oh, Fran's and
Freddy's?
No. Is it Freddy's?
No, it's Fran and Stan's or Fran and Dan's.
Dan's.
Fran and Dan's. Fran and Dan's, but they got divorced. That's why it turned into Fran's. Anyway, Volvo, the symbol actually is the male symbol.
Yeah.
Did you guys always know that?
I feel like I did.
You guys always knew that it has that little arrow at the top?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that, and I will never buy a Volvo trying to tell me to ride a man when they... Just kidding.
I don't pay attention.
You should never buy a Volvo anyway, because I hope they're not that boring.
I don't pay attention to inferior cars.
They're not inferior, they're just boring as fuck.
So backtracking a little bit.
When did you
hear about the Mandela Effect?
Okay, so it probably happened... I was still in LA, so it was probably... A couple of years ago, like 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Was it through an example or someone telling you?
Bernstein. It was okay. That Bernstein thing. And actually, I think my kid's dad brought it up to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no! Because I was like, no, you're wrong. Like, it's S-T-E-I-N.
Mm-hmm. Rocket, what about you? How did you hear about it?
I'm going to tell y'all the story, but y'all aren't going to believe me. So,
yeah,
I don't really want to tell y'all.
It's fine, Universe A. Go for it.
Because I was a kid, too. And of course, like, this is just a story. Whatever. Okay, so... One day, when I was little, I used to play with all my Thai Beanie Babies, and I used to also have, like, the fast-dry nail stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take it into my closet in my room, and I would, like, spray the stuff, the nail stuff, and my Beanie Babies were doing science experiments, basically.
That's adorable.
So I would do that, and one day I remember I went in, and then I don't know what happened, and then all of a sudden, like, I was coming out of the closet, but it was different.
What?
Like, my room was different.
This was a dream.
But Single Shot was still there. Like, my toys were still there. It was just different.
And has it remained this different?
And it was the same ever since then.
Okay, so there is actually...
And then from then, yeah.
Various stories similar to that I was actually listening to today. I was listening to a podcast about the Mandela Effect while I was showering. And it was really interesting because I actually remember one of these stories.
Uh-huh.
So... One of them was of this woman who had worked at this office, she said, for like, it was like 17 or like 7 years. It was like 17 years, I think. So she had worked at this office, had her own like office in this building, worked there for 17 years. One day went to work, went to her office, and it wasn't her office. It was someone else's. Like, she was like, what? Like, this is weird. And then she like, had, like, a freak out, right? And so went home, and, like, everything was the same. Everything was exactly the same, except that she worked in a different department.
Whoa. Okay.
Wait. So then she worked in a different department all of a sudden, and she was just like, I don't understand, like, what, you know, and everyone was like, no, like, you've always worked in this department.
Did she know how to do everything in the job?
Yes. Like, okay. She remembered everything. She knew, like... It was just like she woke up out of nowhere and all of a sudden, like, everything was the same except this
job title.
Except her job title or, like, this. She worked in the same office, just a different, like, department.
Okay, so that was the first time that this happened to me. And I was probably 8.
So there's more than one time this happened?
Mm-hmm.
So you're, like, a universe, like...
Okay.
For something by now.
And I'm not making this up. Like, no, this is all genuine stuff that has happened in my life. Can I explain it? No.
Of course.
But
go ahead. No, we're,
okay,
we're
so
trying.
The,
I should think.
The first one happened when I was probably 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so from then on, like, everything was normal. Like, nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. And so then, fast forward to about, what year is it? 2018. So about 11 years ago. I had this courier job,
mm-hmm.
and that's what made me freak out a little bit, because you said about that lady and her work. So I had this courier job, and basically, like, I was just delivering packages out of my own vehicle. Like, I would have hundreds of packages a day. It was whatever. Like, it was like a short-term thing. So I was going to this job, and there, hold on. I have to piece my timeline together. Everything was normal in the job, and then one day, I showed up to the warehouse. Nothing was there. The whole entire warehouse had been cleaned out. All the signage had been taken off. All the semis were gone. And
like,
the
it didn't exist.
Like, it never existed. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a brand new building. Like, I've never worked there.
And you had a check, or, like, they were just paying you cash?
They were paying me cash.
Wow.
So
weird.
Yeah, and so... I was standing there, and there were other buildings around that were still being built. And I was like, I know there's one there yesterday. Like, what's going on? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So a cop rolled up, and he's like, you need to get out of here. And I was like, well, what's going on? Like, I work here. And he's like, no, you don't. You need to get out of here. And so I was like, whatever. So I just went home. I was like driving, and then I don't remember what happened. And then the next morning, I don't remember what happened for the rest of that day. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But the next morning, it was like I woke up in like Groundhog Day. I was doing the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
I drove to the workplace as if I was going to work. The whole entire building was surrounded by cops. They were taking packages out of the building, like, into these huge, like, police vans,
mm-hmm.
like, evidence. And I was like, what is going on? They were like, do you work here? I was like, yeah. And they're like, well, this is a undercover, like, drug delivery service.
Oh, wow.
Were you aware? And I was like, no. So they asked me to go with them to the police station, which I did, because I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went there. I answered all these questions. I went through this entire lawsuit that I can remember, having to go to court, having to show up, having to testify, and do all this stuff. You could search for it online in the records. You could pull it up. It was public. Mm-hmm. The company was public. Everything was public. And then one day, it's like, I don't know what it was that made me look for it, but when I looked for it, it was gone. And it was like only a week later or like a month later or something.
So,
like the whole lawsuit was gone.
The lawsuit was gone?
Like you couldn't pull up the records online or anything. I've never been back to that building, like out of like confusion.
So
the building's actually...
Two questions.
Uh-huh.
Single shot, you're related. Do you remember her working there?
Vaguely.
But it was a thing.
I remember her doing a courier job, but she never said anything about it.
And the next thing, please don't get offended. Do you deal with any kind of mental illness, dissociative state sort of thing?
Nope.
Like, you couldn't be contributed to that, even like a one-time thing?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, that's and really I used weird. To have a bundle of letters, and it was about the case and stuff, and I had it in a, it was all rubber banded together.
Kind
it was like envelopes. It's different now. It's not anything to do with any court case. It's all to do with my
Whoa.
Probation.
Okay, do you remember the other day that we were talking about how, like, it just felt like time was, like,
weird.
Jumping?
Yeah.
Or weird. Mm-hmm. And you said that you had gone into the room and, like, all of a sudden came out with, like, five paper towel rolls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, like, weird things.
I
remember
have
that
more
happened
examples.
Recently.
Yeah, because stuff has been happening to me. So, okay, going back to my story about that job, though, like, that's still something to this day, like, when I think about it, it freaks me out. It made me think for a very long time because I told you I searched for it online. I would look through my envelopes and stuff. It made me think for a very long time that there was something wrong with my brain
mm-hmm.
to the point where I did go to like a psychologist
right,
and
yeah,
stuff.
And that's
because
exactly
I was like,
what that lady did too.
What is going on? And
yeah.
they were just like, you know, have you been under any stress lately? Like maybe
yeah.
it's just that. And I kind of brushed it off. But even like Chainsaw, since you moved over here, like every day I pass that road where the building was,
Whoa.
And I'm so tempted to just go down and look.
We
yeah,
should
and see.
Go take a trip. I'd like to see
well,
this
all
in.
But
that
okay,
lady
wait.
Did, but the lady did the same thing. And so
when
a lot of
her.
It, they told her that it was just like hallucinations based on like stress, which a lot of people that this happens to, they will correlate it to like a mental illness
mm-hmm.
or something. Another weird like connection when it comes to like mental illness is like Alzheimer patients.
Mm-hmm.
They have these memories that are very real that they remember, but are not true.
Right.
So that like kind of goes into the whole thing of maybe our brains playing like tricks on us.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like that whole theory too, that like, have you guys ever heard of the sundown?
Yes, I have not.
Okay. So the sundown is basically like Alzheimer patients. Typically, when the sun goes down, it gets worse. Like, their conditions
or even
and everything.
Anyone
or, like,
in,
yeah, anyone
kind of
in
stressful
general.
Mental state. It
yeah.
happens a lot in hospitals because they're not really sure where they are sometimes.
Yeah, and even, like, children
mm-hmm.
as well. So it's, like, the sundown that causes, it's, like, almost like werewolves, you know? Like,
yeah.
it just brings out your inner,
confusion.
Yeah. And it might be, like, it's darker, you know, whatever. But there is that whole theory that, like, a lot of people relate it to it being a mental illness or just dismissing it. But there was actually another example, and I don't know if this is exactly related, but I think it might kind of lead us into, like, the second theory.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard about this before, like a long time before I even heard about the Mandela effect, about this guy who was caught, or not, who was like traveling and was stopped.
Right? Are we talking about the same person from Torrid?
Yes, from Torrid. Do you want to tell the story?
So I remember actually trying to tell you this story while we were working together. So backtrack just a quick second. The reason I brought it up when we were working together is my brother called me like a couple days before and he said, "Hey, do you remember we went to Disneyland?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, how did we get there?" I was "Oh, we flew there." And he said, "No, how did we get from the airport to Disneyland or Disney World?" I said, "Oh, we were on the tram." From the airport, right? I said, "Yeah, from the airport to Disney World."
Says,
"It doesn't exist."
It does.
The airport to Disney World does not exist. Shot,
what do you remember?
It doesn't. You have to physically drive to the airport.
See, but a lot of people, including
from the airport, when you get into Florida, when you land in Florida, how do you get to Disneyland? Disney World.
Fucking drive there.
No, I remember taking a train.
I do too.
I feel like,
and the thing, it's 20 minutes away.
But
so it's not like a really long distance that wouldn't make any sense. It's 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he told me that it doesn't exist. And I'm going to tell you this thing about Mandela effect. And that was the main one that affected me. And it blew my mind because he didn't prompt me. He didn't say, "Hey, do you remember riding the tram over there?" He said, "How did we get?" He was trying to get me to remember. And I said, "Oh, yeah, we took the tram." He said, "That doesn't exist."
Well, okay. I was like, we were in high school, like probably like 18 and 16 when we went to Disney World for the first time. So I very clearly remember.
But did you get on
We took a bus to the hotel and then from the hotel.
You were saying you remember one in Epcot. That exists.
Wait.
But
the
airport,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying. Is there one in the entrance to get into Disneyland?
I think it's
there,
only through Epcot. And yeah, they have little buses that take you.
But the tram, is it connected to something?
I have a vivid memory of this tram at the airport that took you directly, and it's like a 20-minute ride.
Because now that we're actually talking about it, I do remember getting off in Orlando and then going to, somehow we got to the hotel because I remember we had to take the bus to get to Walt Disney World, and then we took the tram So I don't know if it was just inside Disneyland, and then you take that to get to other, I don't remember specifically.
Now here's another instance for me. Y'all are just going to freak me out this whole episode because I'm probably going to leave here like a basket case, but another
we'll go
example
back to
where I remember both. I remember both.
Really?
I remember getting on a little tram, train, trolley thing immediately from the airport.
Yeah.
Taking it at the hotel, like they let us stop, get our stuff in our hotel, get back on, and immediately go into Epcot.
It doesn't exist.
Yes,
There's probably ones inside. Airport to Disney World does
definitely
not.
Definitely ones inside that show you from park to park.
Yeah.
Yes. Not airport to Disney World.
Very curious.
So this is why I brought it up, and I remember we were talking about the Mandela effect that day at work. And one of the biggest ones, I don't think they really attribute it to the Mandela effect, but it's one of those things they attribute to parallel universes and timelines.
And time travel.
So help me with this because I hadn't looked over it in a while. He was traveling to Tokyo.
Yeah.
And when he had to show his passport and everything, his passport looked the same. But when they opened it, it had all these countries that don't exist here.
Correct.
And he said, "Oh, I'm from Torrid."
But also like ones that do exist.
Right. And he had money that I think they said looked European.
No, he actually had money that was all legitimately like real money.
Oh, real money. Okay.
Yeah. And like, the money issue was not. It was just the different countries that I guess he had been to.
Yeah, and so they make him show them on a map where Torrid is. And I forget what, but he pointed to an actual existing country.
Yes, that a lot of people don't know about. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very old. And he actually was, like, very angry that, like, they were questioning him. And
because
that
he had just
And he was like, "This is my, like, that's
my
where
home.
I live.
Yeah.
Like, that's, what are you telling me that it's not there?"
Everybody felt like they were gaslighting each other. Like, "No, you're messing with me. No, you're messing with me." So eventually they detain him, don't they?
And they put him in a hotel. But they put him in a hotel that's like 13 or 16 stories up. There's no balcony. There's no way basically out. They have security guards guarding the room. So like there's just absolutely no way that this guy could have gone or left
anywhere
without being undetected.
And he just disappears in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Just gone. And all of his stuff disappears.
All of his stuff.
That's crazy.
Like, it's just all gone.
Universe jumping.
Right. And so they think he jumped timelines or universe somehow. But the thing is, I couldn't find any real verification of this story other than internet and Reddit. Mm-hmm. But I did find that it's mentioned in one book in particular, and I think it's called The Directory of Possibilities,
mm-hmm.
where
awesome.
Somebody, I guess, was writing a bunch of stories like this. And that is really the only place in the first place it was, like, cataloged, I guess. And again, people have, you know, talked about it and speculated, but that seems to be the only place it was
actually documented,
written down or documented. Yeah.
Well, and then also that kind of leads us back into, like, time travel, where they say, right, like, if you go back in time, something can be altered. Like, we know this in let's just use The Simpsons as an example, because The Simpsons have always had weird foreshadowing, like, episodes, right?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
That's kind of, like, a weird common knowledge, is that, like, The Simpsons predict things, and it's strange on its own, and we should definitely talk about that. But let's use them as an example, right? Like, when he travels back in time with the toaster, something always changes, right?
Everything.
Like, something changes. And that's, like, the whole theory of the Mandela effect, is that somebody or some group or whatever is time traveling, and it's causing these different effects
that
could be minimal, you know?
Well,
or
did you hear that some scientists truly believe that the Higgs boson came from the past to stop it from being discovered?
Wait, what?
So at CERN, the Higgs boson particle is, I guess it was theoretical, and they've been trying to make proof of it.
Uh-huh.
At one point, the experiment was going well, but a bird managed to get in there and screw up the experiment. And it was just kind of a weird scenario, but there's a couple, like, certified, they worked there type scientists who said, we think the Higgs boson particle itself knew that there would be some kind of mass destruction, so it sent something back in time to stop the experiment, therefore using this bird or a breadcrumb or something. And obviously it hasn't been verified. It's a theory.
Yeah.
But it's a really weird and interesting theory, because it's not just these randos like us saying, like, I bet this went back in time.
And you know what? We have no idea, like, truly what our world scientists are up to and what they do.
Well, no, and then, I mean, there's even, like, that whole black hole theory that you could bend time, and there's been, like, movies about it. Which, what is that movie with the guy from Jurassic Park, and it's really good, and he pulls out his eyes... And it's, anyway, but he basically bends time because they find...
Oh, Event Horizon.
Yes, one of my favorite movies.
So good.
Oh, we will do a movie...
A movie day, yeah.
A movie day.
Yeah,
universe man. I know. But it is, like, that whole weird, like, jumping and bending time and all of this that could have these effects, theoretically. But I feel like it would be more of an effect. Although, what if that's what caused, like, Trump to get into office? Like, these stupid changes.
Please
that,
take
like...
me, Timeline X. Take me.
So, you mentioned earlier how things have been happening to me recently also. And they're proven, they're verified, like, Chainsaw's been with me, Norman Beats has been with me, and, like, seen these things happen and actually witnessed them for themselves, too. So, like, a couple of examples I remember is, like, one day I know we were at your apartment, and I don't know what we were doing, but I went to grab my phone, and I know I picked up my phone because I know I had my big, chunky, like, spike case on. And then as I was walking around and, like, doing something, or it wasn't even that. It was like I walked from one spot, like, in the kitchen to the couch, and then all of a sudden your phone was in my hand.
That's right,
had been on your phone.
Yeah, and I remember being
And you were like, what? Like, where's my phone? And
so
I was like...
So you experienced this too at the same time?
Yeah, it was weird because we were at my apartment, and she literally... And this is when I lived in, like, a shoebox. Mm-hmm. So it's like you walk and you're in the
other
room.
Five steps.
Yeah, and so she was literally, like, five steps away, and I had been
on my phone. Yeah.
And I feel like I remember putting my phone down next to me.
But I wasn't, like... We were still apart.
In opposite... Like, she was, like, in the kitchen dining area,
and
I was, like, in the living room.
Yeah.
And then I just remember being, like... Like, looking down to get my phone, I was like, where's my phone?
After I had just
And
been
she's
in her
literally
hand.
Walking, like, back, and she's like, oh, like both of us were like, what? Yeah. Like, how did you even?
Well, that's really
like no
weird.
Joke.
Yeah, and yeah. This had been. This was right after we had been playing with the Ouija board.
Yeah, so it
that we started.
Out.
Yeah,
and that is what it was that started. Yeah.
Remember?
So do you think this is paranormal, or do you think this is
what
like
if
in your
the
mouth
Ouija board is a way
a
to open
gate?
A universal gate, or like the in between? You know, so kind of like in what in Stranger Things, what is it called? The
upside down.
How it's like in our dimension, but
yeah,
kind of like
that you're both experiencing.
Okay, but
kinda
I mean,
like
I mean
between
it gets weirder because
weird
I been like when I was at work one day, like I know for a fact, and our mutual friend,
mm-hmm.
our girl, our lady friend
mm-hmm.
that works there near my desk, I got up, I walked by her to go out the door. I said something to her. We had an entire conversation, like on my way out the door. As soon as I got out that door, I was back at my desk.
What?
I'm not kidding you. And I was like, what the? And I like said that out loud.
The door and
she,
you were sitting or you were standing in front of it?
No. So if you know where my desk was,
yeah.
I walked out the door. After I had a conversation with her, I walked out the door. As soon as I walked out the door, I was right back standing in my cubicle.
Whoa.
I said, what the? Out loud. She rolled so fast out of her cubicle. Like I thought she was going to fall over in her chair. Because she was like, you just went outside. I said,
whoa.
I just went outside. I said, what the hell is happening? And she was like, I'm not going crazy today. And she started
whoa.
Freaking out. Yeah. And so it was like a big deal. It freaked us out for the
so
whole day.
So she knew you'd walked
mm-hmm.
out. And she didn't just roll back hearing you say,
no.
whoa, what the F.
She no,
she
was like,
you
just walked out the door.
Like,
she watched
like,
you walk out
there?
The door.
That is, wow, unexplainable and
then,
really...
And then also at home, like, me and the kids and Norman Beats were eating dinner at the table. I got up from the table to go walk to the kitchen to get paper towels for all of us, or for me, I guess, because I didn't have one. I grabbed one paper towel. When I got back to the table, I had 5 paper towels in my hand.
Are
and they
you
were the
a
little ones.
Hole?
I don't know.
Are you an actual wormhole? That's really weird.
And even yesterday, and Norman Beats was like, why did you, what? I just heard you rip one paper towel off. Why
so
do you have 5 in your hand?
Common thing that happens to
it just
you.
Happened yesterday also.
Chainsaw, does this happen to you or it only happens when you're near Rocket?
No, but I remember, like, when we did the ghost episode or whatever, that house that I told you that we had gone to,
mm-hmm.
like, the night before
mm-hmm.
we had gone to that house and it was, like, up and, like, standing
mm-hmm.
We went back, that was like at 3 a.m. we went back the next day at like 9:10 and it was completely burned down and it looked like it had been burned down for
yeah,
a long
you
time
told me about that.
And like that happened to me but like typical like time jumps and stuff. No, I sometimes get like deja vu where I'm like, whoa, like
do you ever do any of y'all any of the three of y'all ever have moments where you just completely lost
yes.
like a moment of time, whether
yeah.
it be
yeah.
a day
in
or
high
month.
School,
or
a lot. I
really
would get to school and then I'd get home and I didn't remember the day at all. Or I'd be like alone in my room and all of a sudden I would hear myself laughing and turning to the side, like responding to a joke that nobody was with me. But you see, I actually deal with mental health issues, which is what my parents are trying to explain away. And it eventually did stop, but it was just happening so often it messed with my idea of reality. So again, nothing was diagnosed that there was something wrong with me at the time, but it was something I thought about a lot. Like, well, maybe I had an episode before I was diagnosed, or maybe something is really happening because I would respond to people that weren't actually there.
Yeah.
And I would be turning laughing into an empty space.
Well, and the thing is too, like going back to like mental illness, which I know will touch on a different episode,
mm-hmm.
but so I also have been diagnosed with like a mental illness, and when I was on medication,
mm-hmm.
I would actually black out and like forget
ooh.
Certain
mm-hmm.
things. Like I would wake up in the morning and be like what? Like, yeah, like I'd be like, how long was I out for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type of thing. But like I was, in the meantime, I was like a functioning human being,
mm-hmm.
but I was doing these like erratic things.
Whoa.
That like,
you attribute that to medication.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, once I got off that medication, I was, you know, I had stopped doing all that or whatever. But, like, that's what a lot of people usually link these instances to, is like a mental illness or stress-induced hallucination or anxiety or...
It's a little easier to explain rather than
Definitely. I have a lot of other things, which I never really thought that they were like the Mandela effect or whatever. They were related to the Mandela effect. But I have a lot of memories that are very, very clear to me. I can see myself doing them. I can see my family doing them, like my friends. Like, I can very, very clearly remember these memories. And I guarantee you, if I were to sit here and ask Single Shot if any of it happened, he would say no. And I'll tell you why.
Facebook group. I think people would be really interested in hearing more of these.
Yeah, we should. But
let me tell you, it's
an internal feeling that I have that tells me, and this is going to sound stupid as fuck, but whatever, that he wasn't there with me when this happened because he, Like, isn't the first Albert, or Single Shot, sorry.
What?
The first Single Shot.
Remember him differently, or you just think he wasn't there at one point?
He's the one that was in the attic that you guys were feeding fish heads to?
Single Shot, did they feed you fish heads?
Was your real name Fart?
No, okay, it's because, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if I can, I'm going to try. It's because I have this feeling in my mind that somewhere, somehow, I remember these things, but it's not right now. And that's why I know that he won't know what I'm talking about. But I can very clearly, and y'all are probably just going to say I'm really crazy and like messed up in the head.
No,
and I probably have like severe mental issues. But this is like stuff that I deal with every day. It's like
that's
questions I have.
Too.
I've never really talked to anybody about it because, like, when I went to the psychologist, like, they did make me feel a little...
They made you feel crazy.
A little.
Yeah.
Well, no, they made me feel like they were afraid of me. And so I...
It's not the way to handle that.
I've never really talked about this with anybody. I sort of mentioned it to Norman Beats, but I haven't gotten as deep as I'm going with y'all. So...
Maybe we'll have to do another episode on that as well. And maybe tie it into, like, mental illness.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything else you guys want to say about the Mandela effect?
No, I think we covered a lot of really cool things.
Yeah, totally.
Rocket, thanks for going so deep. I'm sure that was probably uncomfortable. And
that's weird. I have chills. I just get chills thinking about it. Like, it makes me, like, a little anxious.
But again, that's kind of the point of this podcast, is to talk about the weird things that come to our heads, but also, like, talk about the taboo subjects or the... things that people don't
necessarily want to talk about.
The strange.
Well, on that note, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Email us your weird stories, weirdthinkingpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.